News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
This Sunday is the 23rd anniversary of the death of Ireland's much-loved Dermot Morgan, who of course played Father Ted. And for the past 15 years, a festival has been dedicated to him and to the TV show. It's been moved to October this year, but Ted Fest will commemorate Dermot by holding a costume challenge for charity in his honour. And joining me now to discuss his legacy is Dermot Morgan's son, Rob Morgan. Rob, thank you very much for speaking to us on News Talk Breakfast this morning. In terms of a legacy, your dad has left quite a big sort of spot in the heart of the Irish public, hasn't he?
Yeah, Ciara. Firstly, thanks for having me on. Look, I was only strolling down through my street here in Dublin 8, and at the end of the road, there's a series of advertising boards, and there's one for the Wax Museum, and there's Dermot's face looking at me. So even on a stroll 23 years later, I can't escape his face, and I have to recognise how lucky I am that people hold him in such high regard, and that he's always going to be with me, whether it's on the TV, it's repeats, whether it's in the personal memories that I have, or whether it's on things like an advertisement for the Wax Museum.
Yeah, and there isn't many people who have festivals dedicated to their honour. Father Ted, and Father Ted was very, I mean, I'm old enough to remember Father Trendy on the live mic and other things that your dad did prior to Father Ted. But Father Ted, I'm sure there was great writing behind it, but it was very much a manifestation of your dad, wasn't it? I mean, he made it his own.
It was one of those sort of things where I think Dermot could have turned his hand to anything as it was, but he was able to apply that sort of the chops that he got when he did Trendy. He was able to apply to the Ted character, along with the fact that, you know, he was just a very smart, very funny guy, and he could play that role whatever way he needed to.
No, and absolutely. And I think that is why it has stood the test of time. Have you ever gone to Ted Fest yourself? Have you ever been involved?
I went for quite a number of years, Ciara, but not since about 2014 or 2015. But the guys I went out there with and I worked out there with were a great bunch of people. And it was an insane environment to be in.
I have no doubt I haven't been, but you might make it one of these years. is it a bitter, sweet thing for you? We all talk about your dad with great affection. He pops up on our TV still all the time. As you say, you can just bump into his face on a passing advertisement. But yet he was taken far too soon and far too young. It's lovely how he is commemorated and remembered, but it must be bittersweet that he's missed such a lot of your life and other members of his family's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I discussed this in a book I wrote a letter for called Living with Loss for the hospice in Crumlin. Harold Crosswater, and I had done a piece in it where I talked about where, you know, time being a great healer is actually, it's a bit of a con. There'll forever be a Dermot-shaped hole in my life. It can just get a little bit smaller and a little bit smaller, but it'll always be there. He wasn't there when I got married. He wasn't there when, you know, my brothers graduated from college or when I graduated from college. So no, look, we will always be denied that, but we'll always have the great memories. And it's much easier after a bit of time to just celebrate the good times that you had rather than dwell on the negatives.
Shane Coleman here. I'm just curious, and I was fascinated what you were saying earlier on about, you know, you've seen him in the advertisement and stuff. Is it a comfort? Sorry, I shouldn't answer the question before I ask it. Is it a comfort when you turn on the telly and you still see your dad on the telly? Or I'm sure that must have been difficult in the early years. Is it now a comfort, or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, look, for years I didn't want to watch Ted. I just couldn't turn it on. But as I get older, yeah, of course it is. And I recognise just how lucky I am that I have that. There are so many people who've lost parents out there who aren't in the position of being able to turn on the TV and being able to see their faces. They have the memories that they had and whatever else, but they don't have a constant national discussion tactically about it. And that's, you know, something that I have to recognise is really comforting. It's not great. Nobody wants to lose a parent.
No, of course not. Of course not.
But you find the comfort where you find it. And like myself and my wife have gone into the Wax Museum a few times and, you know, stood next to the Dermot statue and kind of just hung out for a little bit and taken our photos and had a bit of fun with it. And it is. It's great because I always used to complain about never having a picture of me with Dermot as an adult, or with me as an adult rather. And I was able to go in and, you know, recreate one, albeit with virtual Dermot.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, it is. It is lovely. And look, thank you for speaking to us this morning, Rob. Whatever about your dad being far away, he was certainly never small. And look, thank you. He stays with all of us all of that time. That is Dermot Morgan's son there, Rob Morgan. Thank you.